starting a private practice isn't what it used to be. Today's clinicians are starting private practices much quicker, easier, and cheaper than before. And they aren't guessing their way through it or getting stuck in analysis paralysis. They're following a tried and true roadmap in order to save time, money, and frustration. There is no reason to reinvent the wheel or struggle to figure out how to start a private practice on your own. We've helped thousands of SLPs and OTs through this process, and now we want to help you too. For a limited time, I'm offering a free copy of our private practice roadmap, specifically for SLPs and OTs who are curious about private practice and want to see what the journey looks like. To download your free copy, please visit startyourprivatepractice.com/roadmap to sign up. Now, on to the episode. Today's episode is part two in our two-part series. Last week was a year in review episode where we went through how we supported private practitioners in 2022. If you didn't catch that episode, go back and listen. But today we're talking about plans and predictions for 2023 when it comes to private practice owners. So whether you already have a practice or you're planning on starting one this year, you're going to want to hear this, so stay tuned. I'm Jenna Castro-Casbon, speech-language pathologist, business coach, and creator of the Start Your Private Practice system. And I'm on a mission to turn stuck SLPs into successful private practitioners. If you're tired of dealing with high productivity requirements, high caseload sizes, and low pay, it's time to take control of your professional, personal, and financial life and finally get the freedom, flexibility, and financial abundance that you deserve by working with private clients in your own practice. Join me here each week as I share tips, best practices, and inspirational interviews on the Private Practice Success Stories podcast. If you're a private practitioner or one in the making, you're in the right place, so let's get started. Welcome back to our two-part podcast episode. Last week, we talked about the past and about private practice in 2022. And today, we're talking about the future and what to expect as a private practitioner or one in the making in 2023. But first, I want to share what you can expect from me and from the independent clinician in terms of plans for the next year. First, more video content. I'm going to be showing up on social more. More videos, more reels, more content to help you learn about private practice. Oh, and more podcast episodes too. We're about to hit 200 episodes, and we're looking forward to bringing you even more interviews and solo shows for inspiration and information at all levels of the private practice journey. The second thing to look forward to is my book. My book is coming out in March, and it is perfect for those who have been listening to the podcast for a long time and are either curious about private practice or committed to starting a private practice this year. To learn more about the book, please visit privatepracticebook.com. Another thing that I'm going to be getting into more is speaking. So I'm just putting this out into the universe, but one of the big complaints is that we don't learn enough about private practice in graduate school. And while I would love to do more guest lectures in graduate programs and at state conferences about private practice. So if you work in a graduate program or if you're on the board of a state association and you're looking for speakers, I would love to learn more about your audience and how I can help fill in some knowledge gaps for people who are interested in private practice. Another cool thing is that we're going to open enrollment for the Start Your Private Practice program in late January to get people set up and ready to see clients in the spring. So if you've been wanting to join and haven't yet, and you want to see clients either this spring or summer, January enrollment is perfect for you. Also, the START program is getting a complete overhaul. We've updated all of the content, re-recorded all of the videos, made new worksheets, and are going to make it even easier for people to get support. We have learned so much since the program originally came out that it's time for not just an update, but a complete overhaul. We now know how to help people get results even faster, get those first clients, and start recouping your investment. Current Start Your Private Practice students will get this update completely free. If you're not a START student yet, we're going to be opening enrollment at the end of January, and you'll get to experience our brand new program. We're also going to start offering what we plan to call sprints. So these are going to be 4-week periods where we try to help as many folks as possible get their first client. So if you're in the program yet and you haven't taken action, please make sure to join our winter sprint. And lastly, the Grow Your Private Practice program is going to continue to grow as we support folks on the next phase of the private practice journey. Grow is a year-long business coaching program specifically for SLPs and OTs who have practices that they want to grow. In 2022, we welcomed 115 growers into the program, and we created this program to fill a huge need, which is to help with hiring, with setting up systems, advanced marketing strategies, finances, basically everything you need to do to turn your practice into a real company. We have some folks who join us who only have a few clients but are real go-getters, to people who have 200 plus sessions a week but need help with systems, hiring, and everything in between. So those are our plans for the next year. Now let's talk about plans for your private practice and some predictions that will help you navigate the coming year. Honestly, each of these predictions is based on the current economy. Now, I have shied away from talking about the recession because I didn't want to scare people, but now I feel like it's almost irresponsible of me, a person who owns a company that helps people make money and improve their finances, to not talk about what's happening financially in terms of people who are starting and growing private practices. So prediction number one is that more and more SLPs and OTs are going to start private practices, but they're not just going to stay part-time. I think more folks are going to shift into full-time private practice even quicker than before. I talked about this a little bit in the previous episode, but SLPs and OTs in traditional settings are beyond exhausted. Their caseloads are higher than ever. There isn't enough staff, and they aren't getting paid much more, if any more, right? So people are exploring other options, and private practice is one of those options. People who have been thinking about private practice for a while are really thinking about it now. And they're not just thinking about it to start part-time and stay part-time. They're looking to start quickly and grow their private practices quickly. People want to be in control of their time, and they want to be in control of what kinds of clients they see, and they want to be in control of their finances. When people in the Start Your Private Practice program get their first client, they fill out a survey that shares how it happened, how long it took, and when they're thinking about full-time private practice. When the Start Your Private Practice program first got going, the majority of people said that they didn't want full-time. They wanted to keep their private practices part-time or on the side. But since COVID, the answers have completely changed. Now people are getting their first clients quickly, and they're getting bitten by the bug, and people are commenting that they want to leave anywhere from ASAP to a few months to the end of the current school year. So now the amount of people who want to stay part-time is the minority. I teach people to start private practices on the side because it's the best way to do it for people who are more risk-averse and want to dip their toe in before getting started. And I get that, and that's what I did. When you start your private practice part-time and then you grow, you have a cap on how many clients you can see because you don't have more time. You're doing your job, seeing private clients, and also trying to live your life. That works in the beginning. But once you start to gain traction and see the potential in your private practice, well, you start doing the math and you realize that you're missing out on helping more people and missing out on clients and also income by staying in your job. And that's when people really start to think about transitioning to full-time private practice. Right now, we're seeing a trend of people joining the START program for help getting their ducks in a row, getting their first clients and learning how to bill. And then they're transitioning pretty quickly into our higher level program, the Grow Your Private Practice program, because they're transitioning into full-time private practice and they want to hit the ground running when it comes to marketing to doctors and school contracts and systems and hiring and really making private practice their full-time job, but without working full-time hours, which is what we teach people how to do. The next prediction I see is that private pay practices need to position their practices in a way that justifies private pay rates. Let's talk about what I mean by positioning for a second. Positioning refers to how your product, in your case, your private practice, is sold. Why would someone choose your private practice over someone else? The best analogy I can think of has to do with cars. So Tesla SUVs and Corollas both get people where they want to go. Cars get you from point A to point B. But they're positioned very differently. And it's not just about price. It's about size and comfort and ruggedness. Certain people are attracted to Jeeps, for example. Now, I used to own a Jeep, and now I own a Subaru. Subaru is positioned as a car for people who like the outdoors, for example. So how is your private practice positioned? Are you positioned as an expert? Do you offer things different from other practices like groups or home services or IEP consultations? Are you positioned as a budget private practice or one that's a little bit more high end? These are the things that we help people think through in our programs because it makes a huge difference in terms of people actually signing up for your services. If you have people interested, but they keep ghosting you, this could be the issue. You're not giving people a good enough reason to choose you compared to another, probably cheaper, provider. So private pay folks, think about your positioning and let me know if you need help to think through this too. My third prediction has to do with school contracts. School contracts are super popular these days, especially with all of the staffing issues that people are having. And I think that they're going to continue to be popular in 2023, and more people will want to offer them through their private practice. But as the amount of people who are bidding for contracts increases, it will become clear that people who know how to get school contracts will get them. And those who are guessing their way through it won't be awarded the contracts. This isn't a process that is easily figured out without guidance. School contracts also aren't recommended as a way to start your private practice because, well, in order to get a school contract, you have to be a contractor, which means you have to have a business. So setting up your private practice is the first thing that you need to do. School contracts are a great way to grow your private practice, especially since many folks get school contracts and then hire subcontractors. So hiring is also not something that most people want to do right off the bat. Trust me on this. Start your private practice, get your feet wet, gain some confidence, and then add school contracts to the mix. My last prediction is a little bit of a bummer, which is that hiring is going to continue to be hard for private practitioners. The job market is nothing short of weird right now, no matter what industry you're in. There's just a lot of turnover and a lot of people leaving jobs. Practices are struggling to attract enough candidates to fill positions. My best advice here is to continue to lead with your values. Folks in our Grow program hear me say this all the time, but really thinking through your core values and your company values and making them very clear from the job description to the questions that you ask in the interview to your handbook to your policies and procedures manual and through the onboarding process is really important. Leading with your values will attract the right candidates and repel others. It is so much better to get a smaller number of great candidates or to have to wait for a great candidate than to waste time on candidates who aren't qualified or interviews that go nowhere. Many of our growers have been able to hire amazing candidates using our hiring resources, and I'm very proud of that. But know that if you're struggling out there, you're not alone. So those are my big plans and predictions for 2023. I hope that you're as excited as I am about private practice and the possibilities it holds, whether you're curious about private practice or committed to starting or growing this year. Oh, and I decided on my word for 2023, which is to simplify. Things have gotten so complex in this world, and I'm feeling called to simplify things. So that is what I'm aiming to do in 2023. Thank you so much for listening and for being part of the private practice movement. As always, my DMs are always open on Instagram. I'm at Independent Clinician. So come say hi, tell me about yourself and your private practice dreams, and let's see how we can support you. As always, thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week on the Private Practice Success Stories podcast. While this episode might be over, but we don't have to say goodbye. Head on over to independentclinician.com for resources that will help you at each stage of your private practice journey. If you're on Instagram, let's connect. Follow me and send me a DM. I'm at Independent Clinician. And if you're on Facebook, make sure that you join the SLP and OT Private Practice Beginners Facebook group. All right, off to help more regular SLPs and OTs become successful private practitioners. Let me know if I can help you too.